Welcome. Thanks for joining us on our new podcast, Highlight Life. Highlight Life is a podcast exploring the intersection of cannabis and wellness. We're two best friends from Brooklyn on a quest for a better, less stressed life, taking an honest, sometimes irreverent look at weed, CBD, and wellness. I'm Kirsten. When I was a little girl, I wanted to be three things when I grew up: an astronaut, an actor, and a marine biologist. Which got canned as soon as I realized that didn't equal swimming with dolphins. I did make it to space camp, and I went to an audition in high school, which was pretty much fame, and an acting conservatory, which means I love Ren Faire and all that geek shit. So obviously, I ended up working in fashion. I actually met Sarah working for the designer Jill Stewart and worked as a stylist in corporate for pretty much every mall brand, from Gap to Victoria's Secret. Traveling the globe has played a major role in my life. I even lived in Malaysia for a hot minute. I have a dedicated yoga practice for the past 15 years and am a certified Reiki practitioner. But the point is, I wanted to explore as far in and out as humanly possible. I also love music, food, dancing, swimming, pizza, dirty martinis, my Bronco, sequins and vintage denim, all things fantasy and magic, ocean waves, organizing, adventures, an earthy candle, lemon gelato, and the smell after it rains.
Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm a music-obsessed vegan who loves to work hard, play hard. I've been working in the crazy world of fashion here in NYC. I've worked as a stylist and for brands Rag & Bone, The Gap, and for many designers, including Jill Stewart, where over 10 years ago, I came to meet this lovely lady, Kirsten. We shared a love for music, men, dressing up, and going out to parties and shows. So, you know, we were fast friends. Things we still enjoy to this day. I was an overweight teen in Virginia listening to metal and hardcore all day and just feeling shitty. Wanting to feel better led me to becoming vegetarian. After moving to New York to go to NYU for writing in the 90s, which is a different story, I started eating vegan. I first tried cannabis with a Rasta roommate I lived with in the East Village. And that was the beginning of my quest to learn more about and use natural plants and healing practices. I ended up attending the Institute of Integrative Nutrition and getting my holistic health coaching certification so I could counsel and guide others to feeling not shitty and to finding their own path to eating, living, and feeling better. That's why I'm here. With my BF, creating this podcast so we can all learn and experiment together. On our episodes, we'll be sampling a wide range of the products out there and sharing our feelings and experiences, good, bad, or whatever, and rating them for you. Is this truly a miracle plant or just beautifully packaged snake oil or a mixed bag? Let's find out.
There will be reviews, suggestions, and we will have conversations with experts who know way more than we do. Scientists, all of the movers and shakers from the cannabis industry, and wellness practitioners. And we'll also just be talking because we really like to do that. Honestly, sharing our backgrounds, stories, and personal life experiences that got us here, for better or for worse.
In our quest to highlight life, it's really all about the people, products, and science of how it all can help us to live healthier, happier lives, and just be better humans.
I think that that's like one of the big things for me is I realized for somebody who thinks they're really with it, I didn't know anything. I think it was very frustrating how much I didn't know and wanted to know about this.
You're not as cool as you thought, I guess.
I'm really not at all.
I mean, we're from Brooklyn, so maybe, you know, there's an expectation of a certain level of that. Maybe it's not always true.
I guess everybody in LA is excused from this because they know everything and are so far ahead of us and we're late to the party. But like, we made it. Let us in. Yeah. Let's figure this out.
Which I can talk about an embarrassing situation at a dispensary in LA recently, but that I digress. But thinking I knew more than I did.
Yeah, but, you know, it's lifelong.
Yeah, why should we be using this stuff in our lives? And let's share what we're learning with everybody, and that's why we're here. We want to share our experiences. We're not experts. I mean, I've been a long time smoker, but I never really, CBD is a new thing for me. I've just started trying it. And there was a health reason for me, and I'll talk about that, but why I started, and it has helped me a lot. But we're learning, and
it's a new angle, right? Yeah. Like, longtime smokers didn't get marketing on their baggies of what it would do for your wellness. I think it was just a different thing about getting high, and now there's this whole world of it helping in so many other ways.
And it's not stigmatized in the way that, you know, the dealer in the car out front, which I've done in the past.
The peace man. I would like extra anchovies and the greens, all of the greens.
Yeah, I mean, I've been there, but it's exciting to see that it's being accepted and appreciated for what it is, and it's from nature, and it's something that I think when something's coming from nature, there's a reason why it was there. You know, it's meant to help us. It was given to us for something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I want to know more.
Yeah.
I think that I want to know more about what it can do. And knowing the cannabis thing, I think you and I both had talked about CBD kind of came out of a left field. Again, sorry, LA people who know everything. For us, it felt like left field. And it was this whole new way of looking at it and talking about it. And then for me, feeling like, oh, I'm the ideal person because I've never been a huge smoker. Like, I always want to try to do it because I want to be cool. But then
you're
I ended up like,
good on it. No.
No, I geek out. I'm like, hee, 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 and then silence.
I've seen you staring at yourself in a mirror.
And then I try to like eat or drink my way out of it, and it's horrible, but I want to be cool. So I keep trying it, and it's just a disaster. But I am perfect for this new world of wellness and CBD. Like, that's my bag. And I want to do it while I'm meditating and going to yoga and incorporating it in my life.
Yeah.
But as I was looking to find information on it, I was just overwhelmed. There's so much coming out all at once. And like, I feel like for you and I doing this, it's about this journey of discovery. And if we feel this way, then there's got to be other people out there feeling just like us.
Or even
who know less, like my mom.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Same. I mean, I've had mom calls and can you explain this to me? I bought it at CVS and it didn't work.
Well, gee.
Yeah. I mean, that's not, but you know,
if you don't know, you don't know that, which is the point,
exactly.
Right? Like until you know, you don't know.
And that stuff's going to be pitched to everybody on all levels, and it could be crap or it can be good. And that's the difference of the experience. Yeah. But we're going to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, the goal is to create really like, isn't it a more balanced and fulfilling life and just helping other people do the same. I want to share that. I care about that. And I care about other people making their lives better too.
Yeah.
And me and you going through this is the way that we can share and help people, which is, you know,
yeah. So we're going to be talking to experts who can explain it to us and, you know, we can learn from it.
Yeah.
We want to talk to the people who are making the
makers.
Products. Like, what's out there? There's so much cool shit out there right now. And like, who's making it? Why are they making it?
Yeah.
What are they doing with it? And also talking to wellness practitioners who are using it. How are they using it? Like, how can we use this in our life to make it a little less stressful? Hello, newsfeed.
I mean, Kirsten, why do you think, like, why did you start becoming interested in using CBD? Like, what changed, what was the shift for you from, I don't really like smoking joints and being high isn't really
right, I like the idea of it.
Thing for me, for you personally, or whatever, but why, like, what in your life kind of made you feel like, I want to try CBD to talk, can you tell us, like...
Well, I think, one of the things that connected us as friends for so long is the fact that we've always kind of had this wellness undercurrent, you know, we're both into meditation and crystals and yoga and, you know, taking care of ourselves, but we still like to have a good time. Like, we don't think that you have to have one or the other, and nothing
Definitely
has to be sacred. It all kind of goes into the package.
Yeah.
And
you don't have to be like the Buddhist.
And you ebb and flow in it. Like, there's moments where in my life I am eating all greens and juicing and going to yoga every day. And then there's moments in my life where I'm like, I drank too many martinis and I ate a pizza.
Had a bottle
like,
of wine. And
so I had this I mean, we'll get into this more later, but I mean, you know, I had this life explode moment this year, and it just, it sucked. It sucked. I got laid off, and I suddenly had all this time, though, which was really amazing, and realized I needed to reevaluate everything.
Yeah.
And start at the beginning, like, who am I? What do I want? Why am I in New York? Why am I doing this thing? And
a reassessment time. You know,
yeah. And quieting my mind was so hard. And I realized that, like, to get it going in the morning, I have coffee. And this thing that I had been hearing about, CBG, seemed to be sort of like the mellow version of coffee.
Yeah.
Like, just enough to quiet the mind so that I could get back into meditating and get back into sort of myself. So that's where I started. And so you and I started talking about it. And we started being like, what does it mean? How do we feel about this? And then kept bringing each other information. And I felt like infinitely unknowledgeable about it. And anyway, so I started incorporating it into my daily and using it at night to kind of sleep better.
Did you feel like that? I mean, for me, it almost became a replacement. Like, I would take the coffee to get up, and it's the New York cycle winding down at night with wine.
Yeah.
Did you find using CBD helped you replace, like, an alcohol, like, you know, like, at night when you... I mean, I feel like a lot of us do it here.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think that's a modern thing. Yeah. I think it's just a modern way of life, is, like, the drink to chill at night, even if you're not a big drinker or boozer or whatever. But...
Agreed.
You know when I used it the most was when I would start asking myself hard questions. So, like, writing my resume or looking at life stuff that I knew was going to be super stressful. And I was like, now is the time I need it.
Yep.
And I found personally from the things, and we can get into this more once we are talking to experts and the real versus placebo versus both. I don't know, but it really helped. It took the edge off. Just like coffee gave a kick, it took the edge off, and I realized I wanted to know more and better ways to incorporate it in my life.
Yeah.
What about you? Because you are a smoker, you know, and, like, I think for you, for a while, it was, like, a part of the persona a bit, you know, like, you have this, like, rock and roll legacy and...
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, it's funny because I used it. I mean, for me, honestly, I similar situation in 15, I didn't have a job for a while, and I am a grinder. I grind my jaw. I have TMJ. So at night, the stress, whenever money is an issue, I start that, and it goes into my sleep. And it became really bad while I was job hunting, and I didn't know what was going to happen with my financial life. And it became pretty bad, and I got in a bad situation with my jaw and my teeth. And so I went to a physical therapist, and she said, you need to meditate at night, and you need something to help you relax before bed, because that is when you start internalizing the stress and you're grinding. So I started taking CBD before bed, and wow. I went to my dentist. He's like, there is no new grinding.
Wow.
So for
that's
me,
a huge result,
it became,
right?
Like, I mean, I was doing some meditation before bed too, to quiet my mind, and sometimes taking, you know, drinking tea, but like doing a chamomile or something to, like, decompress. But the CBD made such a huge impression for me with that. And, you know, it feels so different from smoking.
Yeah.
It just is a different animal.
You know, even psychologically, just like the idea of smoking a joint versus a tincture.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of a mental game too. Cause I know that you can smoke CBD, which I just found out. P.S. I didn't know that.
CBD
Add
flower.
It to my list of not cool things. But
yeah, same. which I'll
So yeah, no, tell me the story. Well, how I found out you could smoke.
I mean, they've been selling it here, and for some reason it just never got on my radar. But I was in LA in the end of October. I went to one of my favorite dispensaries. It's in Silver Lake. It's called Cornerstone Collective. a wonderful, wonderful place. But and it's centered around wellness, and they sell vitamins and beauty products. But went in thinking, oh, I know a good bit, and I didn't. And I was talking to the bud tender, and she was like, you know, there's flower too. And I was like, no, I don't know. And she goes, no, there's CBD flower that doesn't have the THC. And I was like, oh, I feel a little embarrassed because I thought I kind of knew everything. And my boyfriend was like, yes, Sarah, that was kind of like a little lesson for you that you don't know everything. And, you know,
oh, man, New Yorkers.
Like, yeah. I mean, I came in with, yeah. Exactly. And then I did buy some and smoking the CBD flower is really different to me than the oil. I prefer the oil personally, but, you know, something new to try and interesting and I want to try both. So, now I know, you know.
Yeah. But I think that's part of why we're here, right? Yeah. Is to take this journey and figure this out. See what's out there and see how we feel about it. Does it work? Does it not work? What works better?
Yeah.
Did you try
the flower?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Again, because I think I have a stigma against the smoke a bit.
Yeah.
Which is weird because I wouldn't think I do, but it's back there somewhere because I've been carrying it around, but I haven't actually tried it yet.
I think you do have a stigmatized perception of that for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But
we'll get over it.
Yeah. Maybe once you try it too, you'll be like, I love this more.
You're going to walk over and be like Snoop Dogg with like five CBD joints hanging out of my mouth. And I'm like, I got this.
I would. Yeah. I mean, I could see you plunging into it like that actually. But yeah, I mean, I just feel like it's so different from smoking, just smoking marijuana, which I also still enjoy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a smoker. I've been a smoker.
I think they're for different things, but I'm excited to learn how both can be used in a healing way.
Yeah. I mean, I remember the first time I read about CBD, it was actually before the big explosion, and it was about how people were getting CBD for their children who had seizures.
Yes, I just read something
amazing about how that controlled the seizures that small children were having, if that was an issue, and how parents were going to Colorado to get it because they were moving there. Yeah, they were moving
right?
there.
Right? Yeah. I read something about that. It's incredible how much it's helped these kids.
It's so insane. And why hasn't that been
talked about?
Yeah, I mean, that was a couple years ago that I read about that, but I was like, wow, you know, there's. And then, you know, the use of it for cancer patients, I had read a lot about that in a really concentrated oil, which is called Rick Simpson oil. I don't know if you've ever heard about that. But
nope.
I have tried that. And it is for people who are seriously ill.
The first time I heard about CBD was on the CBS Sunday Morning Show, which is for older people like myself. Except for
really?
Not that. No, they're much older than me. It's like the Golden Girls normally watch that.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah.
It's the CBS. And it was with Melissa Etheridge talking about
wow.
it. And I remember sitting there being like,
that's cool.
Wow, I'm behind the curve here. Melissa Etheridge.
On top of it like I thought.
Jane Pauley, I think, is doing
what,
an interview.
Shut up, really?
And I'm like, this is for like my mom. Damn.
That's like Reader's Digest or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Exactly.
Wow. Okay.
But that was the first time I'd heard about CBD separate. Yeah. And I think it's because like in our peer group, cannabis is still marijuana.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Pretty much.
You know, like our friends get high.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
for
you
the
know,
most part.
Here we go. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited to take this journey with you, girl.
I know. I'm excited to dig deeper and I feel like it's going to like make us more centered and calmer people. And living in New York is a big reason to try.
I think living
calmer.
Anywhere here.
Well, yeah, anywhere.
I think the state of the nation.
The state of the world right now.
And it's not even just that. It's just that we're hearing about it so much all the time too. So I think it's for everybody.
It's, yeah. I mean, I definitely need it before I read the news, get my little news updates on the news feed, because that creates a lot of anxiety for me.
Yes.
As I know.
Same.
Great. I'm not starting my day with this.
No. No, I'll just have the coffee. Thanks.
Yeah, Jimmy, my boyfriend was like, don't read those before bed, because I was having panic attacks.
I know. I was doing it on the train. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was doing it on the packed subway in the commute on the way to Times Square. Wow. To work, and would like be weeping, and I'm like, I can't start my day like this.
No,
sucks.
Yeah, talk to a friend or something more.
But anyway,
positive.
there's a better way to start and end your day.
Yeah,
which I think is going to involve a lot of these products out there.
Yeah, the most recent thing I do want to talk about really quick is that, and it was a testament to how taking the oil. Just has a calming effect is that I DJ'd recently, as you well know, an HBO event, and I hadn't DJ'd vinyl in a while. I was stressed out because it was a big venue, and as anyone who is in that world at all knows, every space is different in a setup. I was pretty nervous, and I took a bunch of CBD before I had to DJ the event, and I suddenly switched from being really nervous about it to being like, you know what, you got this. You're good. You've done this a million times, and it gave me a calm. It really did. It went fine.
Yeah, you know, it's a good turnaround, right?
I slubbed on the sound check. There were some issues, and I took the oil before I went on and resolved the issues with a calm state, and I didn't get panicked, which I can get panicked and make it worse sometimes. So whatever that was that it brought to me, it was a calming effect, you know? So yeah. I feel like if you're a mom or just in your everyday, what does that do? How does that like give us a more centered feeling of self?
Yeah.
And I'm really excited for me and you to get more into that and try different things and, you know, explore all these aspects of this plant, you know, together and share it with other people.
Yeah.
How's it going to make our everyday better and really help us to be more present and deal with stress and anxiety better?
Yeah. And I am a mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mic drop.
Yeah.
I guess that's why I'm not cool anymore.
Kirsten's a mom.
But I'm a mom. And I'm excited to, as we go down this path and rabbit hole together, to talk about how that has affected that.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
It helps.
Yeah.
She's two, man. Isn't that crazy?
Terrible twos.
Terrible twos.
You're like double dosing.
And, you know, no more microdosing. But it takes the edge off.
Yeah.
Things that aren't important stay unimportant, right?
Yeah.
It's easier anyway.
Exactly.
Join us on this journey. Let's explore, experiment, and learn together how cannabis, with some good old self-care and mindfulness, can help us feel good.
So let's highlight life in a really positive way that just makes us all better humans. Check out our website, highlightlife.com, follow us on our Instagram @highlightlife, and click subscribe on our podcast to take this wild ride with us.